This is the Evil Never Dies podcast with Brett and Carl. This podcast may contain adult themes, violence, and strong language. Listener discretion is advised.
The Evil Never Dies podcast.
Welcome back to the Evil Never Dies podcast, episode, what is it, 228?
I don't know, but we got hauntings going on tonight.
Yeah, I know. It's screwy, ain't it?
The Zoom's been breaking. Brett's fan fell over. My voice isn't in sync with my lips.
I thought he was getting me back from when I messed with him that one time.
I'm not messing with nobody. We had complaints about the midweek episode that Brett was offensive. Do you wish to comment?
What's new?
No, they were really upset.
Well, they evidently weren't too upset because they took the post down. So,
well, I think you should address this.
Well, I'm not apologizing for shit. I did nothing but tell the truth about the episode. So.
I don't know, man. I'm not sure.
Yeah.
I know I got sold a fucking fake light blue Evil Never Dies podcast shirt. This is not blue. This is gray.
Fake blue, huh?
It's a fake blue shirt.
I don't see how that's the different color than from the other ones that we got for the girls.
I don't know, but I just know it looks gray. And people are offended by you and... Here I sit in the fucking haunted podcast.
I'm drinking for the first time in a month.
And you've got a ghost over there. It's messing up the screen.
Yeah, I know there's been a lot of crazy shit going on the last couple of months here. No, well, not here, but...
Everywhere, huh?
I really can't comment on the other shit going on, but...
You can't?
No. Well, maybe sometime, but not today. Today's not the day. But yeah, I don't know. The carnivore at midweek episode. I don't know. I guess because I said the word vagina.
Well, now you just said it again.
Is that offensive?
I think you said something worse on the midweek episode.
Oh, the album cover.
Let's just drop it, man. Let's just drop it. I'm just letting you know that there was a complaint made on you.
Well, whoever complained, send us an email to...
You want to apologize?
Evil Never Dies. Fuck no, I'm not apologizing. If they must have never listened to our show before because they know how we are.
Well, how you are, I'm not nearly as bad as you.
Well, I'm just telling the truth, man. I'm telling how it is.
I'm just saying, you get a little bit out of whack sometimes. I'm the good one here.
Out of whack, huh?
You're just being a kind of mean tonight.
Assholio?
I think so.
You're usually the asshole.
Not now. Of course, I don't offend people on the radio either. I guess this is the radio. I don't know what it is. I'm so old that I don't even know what you call this shit.
Yeah,
podcast, YouTube, radio.
I was listening to Jimbo's Twilight episode today, and they said something about a transistor radio. And one of them asked somebody, have you ever had a transistor radio? And Jimbo didn't. I don't think Jimbo knew what a transistor radio was.
That's funny.
I know.
What about a CB?
Love you, Jimbo.
Now, the creepy guys, we need to shout out to them.
Oh, yeah, man. They hit 500,000 downloads, man. That's awesome for sure.
Impressive. Good job, guys. We're proud of you. I was actually going to wear a middle-aged and creeped-out shirt tonight, but I pulled this damn fake blue shirt out instead. So next week I'll wear my middle-aged and creeped-out show.
I wore mine last week, so.
I know I was going to copy you. Anyway, before everything blows up, this week we're going back to our Dracula episodes. This will be the fourth Hammer film featuring Dracula. Well, it's the fourth film in the Dracula saga. Remember, the second film did not have Dracula in it. This one does. This movie is called Dracula Has Risen from the Grave. It's also been called Dracula Has Been Risen from the Dead in some markets, apparently. Either way, it's Hammer Part 4.
All right. Directed by Freddie Francis. And if you notice, he's a new director for these Dracula films.
Yes, they finally moved on.
Finally moved on.
They're not at Bray Studios anymore either.
No, they're not. We'll get into that shortly here. Screenplay by John Elder, based on Count Dracula by Bram Stoker. Produced by Ada Young. Cinematography by Arthur Grant. And the cinematography in this was awesome, I thought.
Definitely was.
Edited by Spencer Reeve. Music again by James Bernard.
And another good soundtrack, too.
Very different. A little bit more modern sound to it.
Needed to be a little more modern, I believe.
It did. You know, it's the end of the 60s.
Yeah.
So, production company, of course, is Hammer Films. Distributed by Warner Path Distributors in the UK and Warner Brothers 7 Arts in the United States.
That was during the Warner Brothers 7 Arts merger thing.
Yeah. Release date in the UK was November 7th, 1968. And February of 1969 in the U.S. has a running time of 92 minutes. Country of origin is United Kingdom. English language.
Seems like the movie goes longer than that to me. And then it sort of abruptly ends.
Yep.
But it feels like a longer movie than some of the others. I could be wrong.
I think it is. It's 1.5 hours long.
Yeah. So.
Most of them are like 75, 80 minutes.
I think so.
So, yeah, it is a little bit longer. But the UK version was cut down a couple of minutes, I think, for some of the blood scenes.
Well, you do know this movie was rated G, right?
Yep. It was the first ever.
Rated G.
It was the first ever MPAA rating ever.
Ever.
Ever. A little bit of trivia there for you.
And it got a G.
And it got a G.
That's just funny. I find that hilarious.
Yeah, I know. I know.
Because the next one that came out got an R, which was the very next year.
Yep. All right, let's go over a little bit about the production. Like we said, they stopped using Bray Studios and they moved it, everything, to Pinewood Studios, situated in Iverheath, Buckinghamshire, UK. And you can really tell from the other films because, like, the castle's like totally different. There's no road going to it.
No, there's not a road going to it.
There's no moat with a bridge at it.
It's definitely a different castle. There's no doubt about it.
It's basically you climb up a mountain and you're at the front door of the place.
Yeah. They had to change it around due to, I guess, moving studios.
And when you watch this, it was actually screwed up when I first seen it. But the way they photographed it when they were like showing the castle, it had like that green hue on the outside of the screen. Did you notice that?
I did notice that.
Yeah, they did that on purpose. And they also did it a couple times when Dracula was by himself in a scene. They used colored lenses tinged crimson, amber, and yellow, and that really made it like a really a ugly green color, sort of.
Creepy green light.
Yes, for sure.
Like my creepy green skeleton behind me here.
Now, they were actually going to have Terrence Fisher direct this film,
I did not know that. That's news to me. I did not know
but
that.
he broke his leg in an automobile accident.
I'm kind of glad he didn't direct it. I think it was time to move into a different direction.
Exactly.
And they did. This is definitely a different direction from Dracula, Prince of Darkness, and Horror of Dracula, and well, Brides of Dracula as well. It's still got the kind of gothy feel to it, but it's a little bit different.
Just a little
Little
bit.
bit different.
Well, why don't you go over the plot, Carl?
So the movie begins. This is actually I think it takes place simultaneously as Dracula, Prince of Darkness. Dracula is off on his killing spree, and in this case, he's killed a young girl, and the I guess the caretaker of the castle, or the castle, the chapel, notices that the bell's not moving or ringing right, and then he sees blood coming from it. So
Coming down
him
the
and the
rope.
Yeah, from the rope. So him and the what would he be called? A pastor or a priest?
Well, he was a priest, and then he had the altar boy.
Yeah, the altar boy is the one who first noticed this. The altar boy was more of a mute. He couldn't speak.
Yeah.
So they
He
go up and discover.
had some messed up makeup on. It was like Dawn of the Dead, sort of like zombie makeup
Yeah, he
looking
was sort
like
of
it.
creepy looking.
Yeah, it was weird,
But
and he
they
couldn't
go up and they
talk.
find a dead body of a young lady who's bleeding all over the place, and
She's inside the bell, yeah.
very, very good makeup, bite marks, best you've seen in a Hammer film. So they immediately like it's Dracula. He's killed another. So then we fast forward a year, and Dracula has since died. And if you remember Prince of Darkness, which now we can spoil it because you should have already watched it by now. If you haven't, sorry, dudes and dudettes. Dracula drowned in water and froze. The water frozen. So the Archbishop is what I call him, comes to the,
Monsignor.
yeah, I can't say that word good. Monsignor comes to town
Monsignor.
and wants to know why they're not at church. And they're like, well, the church is haunted. The Dracula's castle shadow hits the church, and there's dead people. And he's like, "You damn fools! Dracula's been dead for a year. He's frozen in water. He's gone. He's dead." So the townspeople don't believe him. They cause a big ruckus. So he's like, "Well, I'll prove it to you. I'm gonna go to the castle and prove he's dead." So he carts this huge cross up the side of the mountain, along with
The priest.
the priest. So they get
She
up
didn't want to
there.
go. He just
He didn't
wanted to
want to
stay.
go.
He wanted to
Well,
stay at the bar and drink.
wouldn't you want to stay at the bar and drink instead of
Hell
going to
yeah.
Dracula's castle?
Exactly.
So they get to the top of the up to the castle, and he puts a big cross over the castle at the door, so you can't go in the door, which I sort of think is a plot twist because they didn't want to show Dracula's castle in this one, so he can't get in there because there's a cross blocking the door. In the
Exactly.
meantime, the priest falls and busts open his head and also busts open the ice that Dracula's in, and he bleeds all over Dracula, who rises from the grave.
Rises from the grave.
If the Archbishop Monsieur, whatever you call him, had just left things alone, Dracula wouldn't have came back. So it's his
Exactly.
fault that all this happens.
Yeah, and he like sort of did like a exorcism at the
He
front
did do
door
an
of
exorcism, but the idiot don't realize Dracula's
his castle.
already woke back up and risen from the grave or the dead and back. He's back again.
He's back.
So that's our movie. Dracula has risen from the dead. And that is our synopsis, I guess, as far as
And
you
then
have to
all
watch it.
chaos ensues, as
Lots of
usual.
chaos ensues in this one. It might not be as graphic as Prince of Darkness, but there's some pretty graphic parts to this one.
Exactly.
Just to, not spoilers, just somebody gets burned, their body gets burned in the damn bakery the oven where they make bread. So it's a pretty, it's not as gruesome. It I guess it earns its rated G rating. I don't know. I think I would have made it PG if I'd have been rating things back then, but fuck, they make the next one rated R, so they get it right.
Yeah.
The next one's got a lot more risque stuff to it than this one, though. So this is pretty light on the risque, although it does. The one redheaded girl, like, they keep showing her boobs, not naked, but just, you know, cleavage.
Yeah. We'll get to that here too.
So
All
that's
right,
my plot. It's up to you, Bubba, before
all
the
right, let's
camera
go over the
dies again.
cast here. First off, we got, of course, Christopher Lee as Count Dracula, Veronica Carlson as Maria Mueller, Barry Andrews as Paul.
He was
Rupert.
annoying.
Yeah, he
I
was.
didn't like the actor.
Yeah. Rupert Davies as Monsignor Ernst Mueller. Which the Maria Mueller is actually his niece.
And
so
she was a very pretty lady, I
yes
just have
she
to
was
say.
she's very good
She
looking.
was beautiful.
I got some trivia on that too when we get to it. Evan Hooper as the priest. Barbara,
He's sort of in the Renfield role in this movie. Yeah.
Barbara Ewing as Zena. She was like the bar wench.
I thought she was weird.
Yeah.
She, in parts of it, she looked like she was a lot older than she should have been. I think they put too much makeup on her.
Yeah. And her clothes looked like a lot like an older time than everybody
They
else's
did.
too.
Yeah, she looked like she was an older lady than she should have been. I
Exactly.
noticed that every time I watch this movie, I'm kind of like, it's not like she really fits the movie very well. So, sort of weird.
All right. Next, we got Marion Mathy as Anna Mueller, and she is the Monsignor's sister, the mother of Maria. Michael Ripper as Max. John D. Collins as a student. George A. Cooper as the landlord. And he like owned the bar, I think.
Yeah, the landlords are in all the Dracula
Or
movies to
pub
this
or
point.
whatever you call it over there.
Yeah, I'd call it like a barkeep, but they called it landlords in this day and age.
Next, we got Chris Cunningham as the farmer. And Norman Bacon as the altar boy who didn't speak.
Yeah, he was sort of a mute. Sort of a weird role, but I thought he did a good job in it. Just sort of weird.
All right. Do you got anything about the Blu-ray or anything? I know you own the
Yeah,
Blu-ray.
Warner Brothers put this out. I don't remember exactly when. They put out all of their, well, actually they didn't. They put out this and Taste the Blood of Dracula with the Mummy. And I think it was Horror of Dracula originally on like a 4-disc set, which I had, but I didn't like it. It was one of those weird sets where it all clicked together. They finally released them single. They look great. They sound great, but they are bare bones. There is no special features on it at all. Nothing. Not even, you can't change the sound. It's just in stereo and very bare bones, even to the fact that's, you get one of these things for the case.
So basically they ripped it from a DVD and turned it into
no, they
upscaled
up,
it.
it's upscaled. It looks great. It looks good. I don't like the cover art, but that's the way it is. So it's a very bare bones release, but at least we got it. Warner Brothers, keeps their shit in house most of the time. They do send shit to the Scream Factory a lot too, but it's weird. They don't have any pattern or reason. This should have came to Scream Factory and they could have done a great job with it. It could still happen, but I doubt it because it's on Warner's own label. So I have to give the Blu-ray an incomplete because it's just the bare bones, but it does look really damn good. It looks way better than the DVD did. So they did upscale the video.
So you owned the DVD before
I
too, then?
did. Yes, I
There wasn't
did.
any special features on it either.
No, there was not. It was another Warner Brothers bare bones release.
Now, speaking of that movie poster on the cover there,
This one,
yeah,
if you got YouTube.
the US theatrical version was an actual picture
Yes.
of Veronica Carlson with band-aids on her bite marks.
Yes. I thought that was a pretty funny
Yeah.
but cool cover or poster.
Way more modern than the UK version, for sure.
Yeah, I guess this probably fits the movie better, but that don't look anything like Christopher Lee's, my biggest.
No.
It's a purple looking, grimace looking vampire.
Purple. I don't. Why the hell are they making purple?
I don't
They're
know.
the Hammer films are known for their comic. They're almost like a comic book cover, like a
Yeah.
like comics.
Look,
Not.
you can see Linda Blair right now. I'm not covering her up.
Think she
She's
looks
in.
better with the green light.
I know, but it messes up the rest of my lights. It makes everything turn purple. So she's in red. You can't see her anyway. And I'm not moving everything around just so you can see Linda Blair's face. Sorry, people. You'll have to come here to see it in person.
Oh shit.
So that's all I got on the Blu-ray. It's sort of a disappointment. There's probably a better copy you could import in from the Europe, but we were talking about that earlier. I don't have a damn region-free player. Never really thought it was worth it. If they
Yeah,
ever come out with this shit on 4K, 4K is region-free. I don't really know that they will, honestly, because I think these Blu-rays are all we're going to get for a lot of these movies. So I consider it lucky that we got the majority of the Hammer library on Blu-ray at least. So I'll live with that.
All right. This was nominated by the Academy of Science Fiction, Fantasy, and Horror Films in the United States in 2016 for Best DVD Blu-ray Collection as part of the Hammer Horror Classics Volume 1.
Yes, that's the one I was talking about that had Mummy.
Taste the Blood of Dracula and Frankenstein Must Be Destroyed.
Okay, that's what it was. Okay, that's right.
I think you gave me a copy of that.
Yeah, I
But
didn't
I
like
was.
the I thought it was a terrible packaging situation.
It's
So
one
I
of them
just went and
thin
bought them all
cases.
single. I'd rather have them like this because they fit in my stuff over there better.
Yeah, they.
That's actually worth some money if you kept it because they didn't print very many of them. And there was never a volume two. That was the only volume that ever came out. They ended up doing that weird release of Horror of Dracula, I believe. We
Oh,
talked
okay.
about that was the disappointing release that Warner put out for that. But yeah, it was one of their Frankenstein movies. It was two Draculas, one Frankenstein, and a mummy. So it won an award for that.
It was nominated. It didn't win.
Nominated. I was gonna say it was terrible packaging.
Yeah, it was one of them thin. It's one of them thin cases.
Yeah, it
Real.
was.
Isn't it just one disc with all them movies on
I
it?
think it was, yeah.
Yeah.
I heard the lighter click.
All right. Go on for some trivia here. Like I said, this was Hammer Films' most profitable movie, but I tried and tried and looked for an hour to see how much this budget was for this movie and how much it made at the theater, and I cannot find it anywhere. So
And
if
I'm
anybody knows,
a very terrible whatever I'm a contributor, and I was too lazy to look at my hammer book to find out. If I'd have known ahead of time, I would have done it, but yeah.
But if any of you viewers or listeners know, please send us an email to evilneverdiespod@gmail.com and we'll send you some stickers.
I was going to say, Brett's going to give something away if you do this, I'm sure.
Oh, all right. Like I said, Terrence Fisher broke his leg, so he couldn't direct the film. According to the inscription on the grave marker, Giselle Hines, 1885 to 1905, from the coffin that was stolen at the beginning of the film. The date
of
that.
They stole a coffin and pulled a body out of it.
Just later, just threw her out, just tipped it over and let her splail out all over the ground. Anyway, the date of this action in this film is within the year or so of 1905. They say this was supposed to take place between 1905 and 1906. So,
yeah, it's a little bit further in years than the original storyline. But at this point, they're still doing a good job of keeping the sequels in line with each other. That starts to fade away here soon in the upcoming movies.
Well, that's my next thing here. Was it meant to be a direct sequel to the previous movie?
Yes.
He wanted to make it his own. The director wanted to make it his own. So.
Well, he did a terrible job because Dracula's buried in ice just like he was at the end of the last movie.
Exactly.
So it is a direct sequel, yes.
During production, Hammer Productions became the first movie studio in the UK to be presented with the Queen's Award for Industry. Sort of cool. In 2011, an interview was done with Veronica Carlson, and she talked about auditioning for the movie. She said that she was modeling, and Hammer Studio lead James Carreras saw a photo of her on a tabloid magazine of her coming out of the waves of the in the ocean in a white bikini, and he wanted her in his next movie. So she
I'm
auditioned.
Glad he picked her.
Huh?
I'm glad he picked her.
Well, she auditioned with the director, the producers, and all that. And after that, they had dinner. And she got up and went to the bathroom and never came back to the table and went home thinking she didn't get the part. And then she gets home and her mom says, "The studio called you and said you got the role." So,
yeah. Well, I did my due diligence and I'm looking in my Hammer book here and it does not tell me how much money it made.
Really?
No.
Or even how much it cost?
Nope. Budget?
Well, that's just
nope.
Bullshit.
We don't know. So.
In the previous Dracula films, the bloodshot contact lenses were extremely uncomfortable, made it difficult to see. In this film, Lee wears full eye contacts as before, but they were trimmed so that they didn't cover the lens of the eye. The edges of the cutout are clearly visible when you get an extreme close-up of him in the movie, and you can really tell it about the 20-minute mark.
I didn't notice it at all. I thought the eyes looked really good. So I call bullshit.
To promote the film, Veronica Carlson posed for a photo shoot in the woods and a graveyard, topless and semi-nude.
Well, where's that picture at?
I don't know. Well, I guess Google it. Google Veronica Carlson nude in graveyard.
I'll pass.
The priest, Ewan Hooper, He had such a strong Scottish accent that they overdubbed his voice. It wasn't his voice. They overdubbed it.
Interesting.
Yeah. And this was the final film for Marion Mathy, who played the sister of the Monsignor. I don't know why she didn't do nothing after that. She did a pretty good job.
I don't know.
This film was broadcast on ITV in the UK on August 12th, 1992, which they played it before The Blade Runner from 1982, starring Harrison Ford. And as you know, both Harrison Ford and Christopher Lee both starred in the Star Wars movies. Harrison Ford played who, Carl?
Luke Skywalker.
Christopher Lee played who?
Count Dooku. He was a count.
Yep. And that's about all I got.
Looky here. Talking to Count Dooku.
Ooh, there he is.
How's that look?
Well, that's badass, dude.
Yep. Looks just like Christopher Lee,
yeah,
too.
It does.
Yeah. I don't have many Star Wars things left, but I kept all my Siths, and Christopher Lee's one of them, and he's standing right next to Peter Cushing. So
it's awesome, dude.
Thought it was a good time to show off that. Count Dooku, a.k.a. Draculia.
That's cool, man. That shirt looks good.
No, does it look good even though it's not?
Yeah.
It does look good even though it's not blue. That's why it's kind of hard to complain.
I'd still complain.
Show it off here again. Let's look at it.
I'd still complain.
No, we're not going to get into that. We had to redo a retake on the show already, and Brett was giving away trade secrets. So shut up. Shut up. That's part of why we had to reboot the show.
Oh, shit.
Well, what else you got?
That's about all I got for trivia, unless you want me to do some spoilers.
No. No spoilers tonight. Everybody should watch this movie.
Oh, there was only four people in the body count. Only four people died.
Yeah, there's not a lot of killing in this one. That's a good spoiler. There's not a mass killing like in some of the Dracula movies.
Exactly. Yep.
And I already spoiled myself and said somebody gets burned in the bakery oven.
That was pretty gruesome, really.
It was a gruesome part. Yeah.
Yep.
They don't show it per se.
For 1968,
but yeah,
you know.
Especially for a rated G movie.
That's funny, rated G.
And the next one's rated R, and it come out a year later or so.
Yeah, that's crazy. But anyway, that's all I got for trivia. Do you got anything else, Carl?
Not really. This movie is always, I mean, I just looked at my, well, I looked on my iPad because my Hammer book, I've got it on a Kindle. There's not much in that about it either. Basically, what we just covered is all that the Hammer book has on it. So there's not a lot there on this movie. There's, you know, some of the lesser movies have gotten more attention because they were
exactly
with the Scream Factory, and they got a lot of extras. Wish this would get a better Blu-ray release. I don't really see it happening, unfortunately, because of Warner Brothers.
Who knows if there's any extras out there? There might not be any.
Well, the Scream Factory would have made some.
Yeah.
Even if they would have done, they make some good shit if they don't have it. So don't know a lot about this movie. Never have. Always confuse this and Taste the Blood of Dracula because they came out so quick, you know, back to back. They're both Warner Brothers movies, and I always confuse them. And of the two, after watching again, this is definitely my favorite of those two movies. I guess, let's see. Well, you want to rate or you want me to rate first?
Go ahead. You rate first.
Let me rate first. Okay. So, we've seen four Hammer Dracula movies now. I would say this is probably the third best. I think it's better than the one without Christopher Lee, just because he's in this and he actually talks.
Yeah,
He
he
actually
does.
speaks in this one. So,
not much, but he does.
Yeah. It's not as good as the original or the Prince of Darkness, but it's definitely the third best, probably the third best of the series. So it seems a little drawn out and longer than it should be. That Paul guy's is running around too long for me. I'm not a fan of that guy. I thought he seemed just like he overacted. The cast did a good job. The storyline is good. It's typical Dracula wanting a certain female, you know, sort of the whole Dracula lore. And eventually he gets her, and it does end very abruptly. It's sort of a disappointing ending. But
straight to
Dracula dies at the end, as he does in every movie.
Yep, straight to ash.
Yep. So I would give this movie, what did I give Prince of Darkness? Do you remember?
I have no idea, dude.
I gave it a 5.
Did you give it a 5?
Gave it a 5, I think. I would give it a 5 tonight, at least. This is no 5. It's a little slow, like I said, but I enjoy it. The only thing is, the more I watch these in my later age, Dracula is such a wimp in these movies. He don't really, he's just a wimpy ass dude. So it's kind of disappointing. I'm going to give this movie a 3.95 Vampire Stakes.
Okay.
Not good enough for a 4, but it should be a 4.
Okay.
3.95 Vampire Stakes.
All right. My
Your
turn.
Take. Your take.
All right. This is probably the first time I've seen this since. Well, no, I seen this when I was a little kid. I can remember that kind of shit, but I can't remember where I put my fucking car keys. It's one of them kind of things, you know.
You need Apple tags.
But I remember seeing this when I was a kid. They used to play all these old Hammer films, like I've said before, Saturday matinees at the old theaters back when where you had a balcony you could go sit in, you know. And I remember seeing this, like the other ones, on one of them Saturday afternoons. And I actually like this better than a few of the other ones, actually. I think the cinematography was really good, well done, very well directed and produced, I believe.
Yeah, I like the lighting. Like you said, that little green hue I thought was kind of unique.
Yep. That and the acting, I think, was way much better.
It
in
is
this
good
movie.
Acting. And Christopher Lee seems more brooding and a little bit more violent this time around.
Exactly. Like he wasn't taking no shit.
Yeah. You know?
But,
well, plus Van Helsing wasn't there to fuck with him, so that might have helped.
Exactly. But I'm going to give it a 3.5. 3.5.
That's fair.
Stakes.
I couldn't give it any. I had to give it higher than a 3.5 just because I do enjoy the movie. And I have to be honest, it just goes down from here, really. It really does. This is probably the last. Taste the Blood of Dracula is weird. Then Scars of Dracula is sort of in its own universe. And then you got the two modern day Dracula movies to finish it up. So this is about the best.
Them will be fun to review.
They will be.
That'll probably be about July.
Yeah, probably. And then we're going to do Count Dracula, another Christopher Lee Dracula movie that came out after he finished the Hammers.
What year was that released? Like 75, 76?
Something like that. It might have been during Hammer. I don't remember now offhand, but we're
going
to cover that.
But it wasn't
And then
produced.
We're going to get into some more Dracula. We're going to be doing Dracula for the next 3 years. Because everybody likes hearing us talk about Draculia, I do believe.
You're
How
so
you like
good
my?
at it. You're
I
so
know. How
good
you?
at it.
That's because I'm Count Karabi. How you like my skeleton with the blue eyes? He
Oh, that's
stands out.
cool. Yeah, he does. That's fucking cool.
I just pull stuff from the museum and throw it behind me. Scarlett called while I was doing but while I was waiting on you, and I actually got to do FaceTime on the computer, and she's like, "Wait a minute, is that a dead bat?" And I'm like, "It is." And she said, "Oh my God." She said, "It really is a dead bat." I'm like, "It sure is, Scarlett."
She chewed my ass yesterday, didn't she?
Yeah, for all your damn partying.
She had her brows bent and everything, man. Thinking I'm having parties over here all the time.
So Brett lives in a weird little area where there's a lawyer's office in the front of it's now like a hair salon. So on Saturdays, it's full. It's a hair salon. So the parking lot's full, and Scarlett, we go by there, and she's like, "What's going on?
He's
Why is
having another
Bubby?"
party.
Well, originally he's like, "Why has Bubby got so many cars at his house?" And I'm like, "I don't know." She said, "He's having a party." So
And I
she took it
wasn't
from there and
invited.
ran with it.
Oh, but she
She
chewed
even said,
my
"You didn't hear this part." She said, "I bet he's in there drunk."
ass. That's funny, dude.
Yeah, she
She
don't
was
like you
serious.
having.
As, she was
Oh yeah,
serious. She had
she's
her,
upset with you.
she had the bent brows going on and all that, man. I was like, oh.
She's been on a roll here lately. She also says she never wants to go back to Wheelbarrow again.
Wheelbarrow.
Cracker Barrel.
Oh.
Because she said Wheelbarrow put salt in her pancakes.
Oh.
And she says, "I'm not ever going back in there again." I said, "I thought you liked the store." She said, "It's just not worth it."
It's not worth it for salty
Nope.
pancakes.
She said, "We're not going to Wheelbarrow again." So
That's
she's been on a
funny.
roll here the last week.
She's a little hellion boy, I'm telling you. She's cute as shit, man. I love the shit out of that kid.
Yeah.
And it was Ayla's birthday.
Yes, it was.
Happy
I'm thinking
10th birthday to Ayla. She looks so pretty.
we're going to be doing Zombies 3 for a podcast tomorrow. So it'll probably end up on my personal YouTube page.
Well, you know, send it. I'll throw it up on ours too.
Well, it is a zombie movie, but it's a Disney zombie movie.
Well, who cares? We'll throw it up there.
What about Scarlett? She did the werewolf, and she says she's upset that nobody put it on YouTube.
Did the werewolf?
Yeah, she did the werewolf, the wolf man.
Well, you never sent it to me.
I know, because I didn't know that we wanted to use it, but maybe
Well, I'll
we
throw it
should.
up there. Shit.
Well, we ought to use it for weeks. We can't do things. That'd really trip people out.
Well, how long is it? Is it very long or?
It's not very long.
Well, if we throw it up as a short or whatever, right?
She thinks it's funny. It people would get a kick out of it. But that's all we got for Dracula Has Risen from the Grave.
Yes, it is.
We will do and taste the blood of Dracula in a couple months, probably.
And I'll try not to offend nobody for the midweek.
God, I hope not. I might have to do the midweek this week to make up for it.
It, man. Maybe you can offend somebody.
No, I try. When I do things without you, I don't cuss or anything. I try to be good.
Try to be
You
good.
bring out the worst in me.
Are you drinking lime or Schlager tonight?
Lime, but I can't even taste it. Taste the blood of Dracula. I can't taste the blood of
Well, you're
Absolute.
about out.
I got another bottle.
You just need to kill that bottle. Shit.
Yeah.
All right, everybody. Thanks for watching and listening. And you know where to find us. We're not hard to find.
Nope.
Send us an email, Evil Never Dies. Pod@gmail.com if you want to bitch at me about my midweek episodes.
Do you notice the ghost went away? Because now we ain't had any camera problems.
Yeah, I know. I haven't done nothing. It hasn't done
It was
nothing.
on your end over
I
there,
might have to
dude.
go pick up my fucking fan off the floor in
The
there.
ghost knocked the fan over.
Fuckers. All right, everybody. Stay evil.
No coffin could ever hold him. door could ever bar his way. He is back from the dead.
Count Dracula is alive.
Dracula has risen from the grave. Dracula, the most fearsome name in any language, the most feared being ever to haunt the living.
There's a girl.
Maria!
Bring her to me.
During the hours of darkness, she must never be left alone.
Bring her to me!
Christopher Lee, Rupert Davis, Veronica Carlson, Hammer's new star discovery, Dracula's most beautiful victim. Dracula has risen from the grave. To resist him is useless. To rise against him is futile. To know him is eternal damnation. Dracula has risen from the grave.
This is the Evil Never Dies podcast with Brett and Carl. This podcast may contain adult themes, violence, and strong language. Listener discretion is advised.
The Evil Never Dies podcast.